Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Well, when the scriptures say, where there's two or three gathered in my name, there am I also in the midst. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Well, I love Bible study because it's so informal and we can get in it and break God's word down. And tonight's going to be an interesting one, so I hope you got your notes. We're going to try to break things down and see what the Lord has to say to us. And then once we hear what God has to say to us, what will our response be? So if you would stand with me, we're going to look at Psalms 111. We're going to look at two verses here. Psalms 111. And we're going to look at verse 9 and 10. Psalms 111, verse 9 and 10. Psalms 111, 9 and 10. Are we there? Wow, listen to this. Just about. Okay, we'll wait up for him. Boy, I hear those pages turning. That is wonderful. People don't bring their Bibles to church anymore. Why not? There you go. Well, I'll tell you one reason. The pastor's preaching out of so many different versions, you don't know which one to bring. So that's one of the reasons. But here we go. Psalms 111, verse 9 and 10. It says, He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, just thank You for this hour of prayer and Bible study. Lord God, we ask that You speak to our hearts. Lord God, open our hearts and our minds to Your Word. And Lord God, we pray that once we hear Your Word, help us not just to be doers only. I mean, hearers only, but Lord God, help us to be doers as well. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My title tonight is Holy and Reverend is His Name. Is God's name holy and reverend? How many people believe that tonight? Well, it said it right there. Holy and reverend. So what's in a name? Do you ever think about what's in a name? Why does God say His name is so holy and reverend? So what's in a name? If you ever think about a name, it carries a lot of weight. You ever went somewhere and they say, hey, just mention this person's name and you'll be able to get through there. When you go down there, just mention that name. Or let's say, for example, if you are looking to purchase something, do you go in there and buy the Walmart brand or you want to get a name brand? Normally, the name brand has what? More value. It's more expensive. And it's a proven fact. It has a track record. So what's in a name? A name is very important. Now, Jesus tells us a couple of things that we should not call people. And here they go. He said we should not call people master. We should not call them father. And we should not call them good. Let's take a look at these. Well, first, let me define this. What does the word name mean? What is the definition of name?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.